What's your figure?
$40 million.
$40 million?
But I got bad news for you.
Petty Officer Michael Stigman.
You know Bobby Beans was DEA?
Did you know he was Special Forces?
You've been on this limp way too long. The bank was a setup. We gotta figure out whose money that was.
Well, like we're working together?
No, not like we're working.
Yeah!
No, like we're working in the same vicinity.
Together.
In the same area code.
Together.
Okay, here's the deal. As a concept, Two Guns sounds like a lot of fun. It's a tongue-in-cheek, R-rated crime thriller starring Denzel Washington and Mark Wahlberg as reluctant partners being targeted by the CIA, the Navy, and various drug dealers while trying to nail a kingpin. Unfortunately, in execution, Two Guns is just okay. Like The Mexican and Get the Gringo, Two Guns delivers some decent action and fun moments. Washington and Wahlberg have good chemistry and are enjoyable to watch. However, the film itself is kind of all over the place in terms of story and character. It stumbles over itself, especially at the end, and tries to be more than it really has any business being. In the end, it's fun, but I just couldn't shake the feeling that this was a crappy direct-to-video crime drama with a big budget and two A-list stars. Two Guns gets 2.5 stars out of 5. This is Kevin Carr, and that's the way I see it.